And it's an interesting Gemara because it goes against something that many of us probably would have assumed. The Gemara says, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, L'charva Yushalayim, Ela Al Shadanu Ba Din Torah. The Gemara rejects it. No, Al Shamidu Dinayim, Al Din Torah, V'lo Avdu, L'fnim Meshur Sadin. The Gemara tells us in Bab Metziah, the reason why we lost Yushalayim, the reason why Yushalayim was destroyed, was because when it came time to Paskin Chaylas, so we did what the Iker Hadin is. We followed the letter of the law entirely. We did everything as appropriately as we were supposed to do, but we failed to v'lo avdu lifnim mishuras hadin. We didn't look for what we could do that was a level beyond. If I was entitled to money, so I would have said, give me my money. I didn't say, but is that really, strictly speaking, you know, is that the nice thing in the world? I wasn't trying to be mevater. I wasn't trying to go above and beyond. I wasn't trying to be a better person. I was just saying, what is the din? That's the only question that I was asking. And because of that, says the Gemara, L'charva Yerushalayim. The Gemara in and of itself is a startling Gemara, to assume that Yerushalayim would be destroyed as a result of people who were saying, I want to follow the din. I'm just not going above. I'm not going above and beyond. It's almost like what emerges from this Gemara, and this Samach Horneth pointed out, is that we are in an odd way almost like obligated to go above and beyond what we're obligated to do. It's like the expectation is to do more. It's the letter of the law is not good enough. It's like if you are a sports fan, I believe the old coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin, I believe had a policy that if that was his name, I believe that if practice started at 3 o'clock, so if you weren't 5 minutes early, you were fined. Because the expectation was that you had to go above and beyond. It was a chiyuv to go above and beyond. It's an odd kind of a phenomenon, but that's something which is there and very, very real in a certain sense. Tosfos has a kasha here in Bav Metziah on Lamed Amud Beis. Tosfos' question is, but doesn't the Gemara in Yuma tell us in Daf Tes that Charva Yushalayim because of Sinas Chinam? Doesn't the Gemara there tell us that it was destroyed because of we didn't like each other that much, because we didn't get along with each other? Why does the Gemara here say it's destroyed because of Al-Shahamidu Dineyem Al-Din Torah? What's going on here? Sinas Chinam or the lack of going above and beyond? What caused Charva Yushalayim? This is a question which comes up for many of you, Shalom, because Chazal give us lots of reasons why the mikvah was destroyed, but that's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' answer, it's a very short Tosfos. V'yim tomar, debiyuma amar b'meisin eschinam, v'yesh lomar deha v'ha garma. Says Tosfos that both caused Korban Habayis. They're both statements of Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzim Sofer points out. They're both statements of Rabbi Yochanan, but one statement of Rabbi Yochanan was about Chorva, about sin eschinam, and one statement was about Asha Hamidu Dineim Al-Din Torah, but both of them were really the cause of Korban Habayis. Both of them were the cause of Korban Habayis. I always think two things I'll just point out. One way of understanding it is that there are two separate and distinct causes for Korban Habayis. One, we didn't get along with each other. There was an element of Sinas Chinam. Two, Asha Hamidu Dineim Al-Din Torah, we were a little bit intense as far as we didn't go above and beyond. We were sticklers to the rules and weren't trying to see what could we do that was above and beyond. Both of those things, in many ways, were true. And it's an important lesson. Sometimes in life, when you want to understand why things are happening, we tend to attribute things to one factor. But the reality is that most of our lives and most of what happens are actually the result of multiple factors. Why did this person win an election is true nationally? Not because of one factor, but likely because of multiple factors. Why am I being successful in yeshiva? Presumably, it's not because of one factor. That's a simplistic way of looking at the world. It's because of multiple factors. And in general, that's an idea which tends to be true. The world, there are often multiple factors that are going on. So it was both Sinas Chinam and Hamidu Dineim Al Din Torah, and both of them together caused a Chorban HaBayis. What it took to bring down Mikdash was not one mess up. We messed up in a bunch of different areas, and that's what it was, and that's what it was in a certain sense. There are achronim that try to suggest, the Toras Chaim there in Bav Metziah, that in fact maybe these two things are actually linked. Maybe they're linked. Says the Toras Chaim, because I have Sinas Chinam, so when it came to a Din Torah, I was never interested in going above and beyond. That because I didn't like you so much, so if I was entitled to the money, I was going to make you pay. Even though it would have been more appropriate, it would have been nicer for me to tell you, I don't want to be mocked, but on this, it would have been nicer if I would have told you, I'm not so interested, you keep the money, it's okay. But because I didn't like you so much, because there was Sinas Chinam, so I respond with, and I was saying, what's the din? If I'm entitled to the money, I want the money. I'm not trying to be nice, I'm not trying to do favors. That's all that I want. Sinas chinam precludes, in a certain sense, lifnim mishuras adin. I'm not willing to go above and beyond. I'm going to limit things for exactly what it is. So chorva Yerushalayim, sinas chinam, amidu dinei maldin Torah. Tosfos, both are what caused chorban habayis. But is it just two separate things, or do they come together in a certain way? So I think that that's at least here we see a brief insight in terms of what's driving things.